Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. We are back with another episode of Think Like an Integrator. And for today's episode, we are digging into one of my absolute favorite topics. It's actually a strategy in my business that I credit a lot of my business success. That might sound a little bit bold, but I really believe that when you utilize the tips that I'm about to share with you, it can provide so much clarity and direction in your brand. And for those of you guys listening who sit in that visionary seat, sometimes you need that little bit of extra clarity and direction because you have so many phenomenal ideas, so many great ideas, and you get good ideas all the time. So when you utilize the strategy that I am about to talk to you about, it allows you to stay a little bit more streamlined and focused with the ideas that you are currently moving forward with. So today we are going to talk all about quarterly planning. Now, in our most recent episode, we talked about doing a mid-year review. So if you have not gone back and listened to that mid-year review, I want you to press pause and I want you to jump over and do that mid-year review. If you're listening to this right when this episode drops, we are mid-year. It is the beginning of July. So we are very much in the middle of our year and we are just now getting started with Q3, which Q3 is July, August, and September. Those are the next 3 months of our year. So we are thinking about planning out our Q3. If you are listening to this episode a couple of months down the road, it is not too late for you. These same principles apply even if it's not the beginning of Q3. Maybe you are in the middle of another quarter. Maybe you are stepping into another quarter. Either way, you can rinse and repeat these strategies for quarterly planning. It's also still very important for you to do some sort of year review. So again, if you're not mid-year, maybe you're listening to this in November, maybe you're listening to this in March. Whenever you are listening to this planning episode, I want you to press pause and jump back to the mid-year review, even if it's not middle of the year, because I think it's really valuable for you to have a little bit more of a pulse point on what's currently happening in your brand by doing that sort of evaluation timeframe. So take a listen, go through that review process, and then you will be better equipped to step into planning. So in today's episode, we are going to talk specifically about quarterly planning right now as we have just entered into Q3. So in a perfect world, I like to quarterly plan right before the quarter starts. So in a perfect world, if I was planning for Q3, I would actually be thinking about that in mid to late June, right before I'm stepping into Q3. But life happens, you know, we don't always do things according to plan. So we are talking about Q3 right now as Q3 has just started, and it's not too late to press pause and kind of reevaluate what Q3 is going to look like for you. I want to talk about the best practices for goal setting as you are thinking about the next 90 days. I love quarterly planning. Like, I absolutely love quarterly planning because it gives you a really solid system for 90 days. 90-day goals are easier to maintain. They are easier to track. It allows you to pivot throughout the year because you are given 4 opportunities for 90-day goals. I love them. I actually implement a different method for quarterly planning within my personal life. That's how much I believe in like a 90-day incremented plan. It's so, so valuable for you and for your business. So if you're brand new to my brand and like kind of just the thought process of quarterly planning, I want to encourage you to actually jump over to my blog and you will find a lot of resources that I have shared over the years around quarterly goal setting. I also have some YouTube episodes around it. So just lots of different things to give you an even better taste for what is quarterly planning, why is it so important, my opinion on annual planning versus quarterly planning, all the things. Like, we do not have enough time in today's episode to dig into all of that. So I just want to encourage you to head over to my blog and binge read a little bit in your spare time, you know, with your busy schedule. Something that I teach, I teach a program called the Quarterly Cure. It's my signature quarterly planning process. And we're going to talk about some of the details that I teach in that masterclass in today's episode, okay? Something that I teach in that masterclass is four pillars that are crucial for goal setting. And when you are assessing these four pillars, you're able to get an even clearer picture on the goals you have set. I once heard a saying, I don't know where it came from, but I once heard a saying, goals are dreams turned into plans. And that is exactly what I want you to think about when you are thinking about business goals. Goals are not pipe dreams. Goals are actual, realistic, tangible things you can implement right now. Do I want you to have a pipe dream? Yes. There are things that I think about within my own brand, within my family, that are definitely like pipe dreams. And it's fun to dream and have those pipe dreams. What's not fun is to set those pipe dreams as a quarterly goal, and it's so unrealistic and unachievable that then you just feel defeated because it's not going to happen. So what I want you to do is to create some tangible, realistic goals that you can complete within this 90-day timeframe. And some of those goals might absolutely relate to the pipe dream, and they're moving you one step closer to that pipe dream. But we're not just throwing that dream into the quarterly goal system, knowing that it might not be the most realistic thing to make a goal right now. The four pillars that I want you to assess that are going to help you determine, is this a pipe dream or is this realistic, are time, money, dreams, and dailies. So let's dig into all four of these pillars as we are thinking about Q3 specifically. So remember, Q3 is July, August, and September. So when I say time, I mean very literally what is happening with the time that you have. Look at your calendar. What is happening on your calendar? For a lot of you, well, actually, I was going to say for a lot of you, it's summertime. Well, actually, for all of you, it's summertime because it is July when we are dropping this episode. So for you right now, it's summertime. And that means that you've got increased travel. Maybe your kids are at home or they're doing various camps throughout the summer. You've got lots of different family things going on. Maybe work rhythms are then like a little bit out of whack because of those family things that are going on. So sometimes that means you need to scale back with work, or maybe because you've got some big things in the pipeline in September, October, you don't have the capacity to scale back on work. You need to keep going with work, even with some of the time things that are going on. So all that to say, there's lots of different things that could be happening for you guys. But the very first thing that you need to focus on is your time. We cannot change time. We cannot add more time to our calendar. We cannot magically have 36 hours in a day instead of 24. We also need to sleep. We also have all of those obligations that I just mentioned when it comes to our family, our children, et cetera. So what I like to do first, and if you think about it almost like building blocks, time is the bottom building block. It is foundational. We have to look at it first. Typically, what so many entrepreneurs do is think about the goal, and then they try to wiggle it into the time that they have. No, that's not realistic. That's exhausting. What you need to do instead is look at your time first, then fit the goal to work with your time. So I want you to look at your personal time, and I want you to look at your business time. If this means you physically need to get out a calendar, this is where my printable quarterly calendar is great for this. It's poster size, so I like to have it on my wall. I use a wet erase marker and I'm literally writing on it. Okay, this is personally what's going on over the next 3 months. And I use one color for my personal. Then I take another color for the business and I drop in the business things, and voila. Now I have a very clear picture of, okay, this is the time that is being allotted to me over the next 3 months. The next thing that you are going to want to assess is going to be money. Again, a very obvious name. This is the finances of your business. I talked about this in our recent mid-year review because it's so important to set time aside to look at your income. We are running profitable businesses, not fun hobbies over here. And I want you to strap on that CEO hat, strap on that financial hat, and really focus in on being that CFO of your business. This means that you might need to pull up your QuickBooks. If things aren't updated, you might need to spend some time updating it, reach out to your accountant, reach out to your bookkeeper, whoever you need to, and look at your year-to-date profit loss. It's really helpful for you to have a reality check conversation with yourself on what's been working financially this year and what needs to change or what needs to stay the same as you continue on throughout the year. I want you to do this now because as we're setting goals for the next quarter, we need to know, well, what's been working in the last two quarters? What do we need to change? What do we want to stay the same? Those are all very, very helpful conversations. A couple of extra questions that you can ask yourself, and I do talk about these in the mid-year review, but a couple of extra things you can ask would be, what product or service has brought in the most revenue? Which one has brought in the least revenue? Are you on track to hit your yearly revenue need? And if not, why? Look at the numbers. When you're assessing money, it should not be about feelings. It should be about facts. The numbers are telling you something. If a specific revenue stream is down, figure out why. Is it an audience issue? Is it a messaging issue? Is it a time of year from when you last launched it? Like, what is the problem? And try to not let the feeling seep into this conversation and look at the facts. A project and some things that you could work on right now when you're kind of looking at money would be, is there a launch that didn't go as planned? Is something happening with the messaging on your website and therefore that needs to be adjusted? So again, by looking at money, it allows you to take a look at what are some immediate needs in your business and therefore could any of those translate to be a quarterly goal. For example, for myself in Q2, we had two big quarterly goals, launching a podcast and updating our website. Those were two huge goals and they were actually like money was a factor in both of those. I knew I wanted to launch a podcast because I wanted a top of funnel marketing strategy that would directly relate to the offers in my brand. So that was tied to revenue. And then for the website, I knew our messaging was bad on our last website, for lack of a better way of saying that. Like our messaging just wasn't resonating and I needed to spend some time digging into the messaging and in doing that, also looking at our SEO and really focusing on ways that we needed to adjust the website so that income would potentially be even stronger moving forward. So those are two examples for my own brand of Q2 goals. So as you're looking at money, you're gonna look at those facts, but you also want to be taking some little notes on the side of, okay, what is this telling you? What are some projects that are being brought to light now that you are looking at money? The next pillar that you want to assess is dreams. This is probably going to be the most fun for all of you. I'm making you do it third for a very strategic reason. So, visionaries, do not tackle your dreams first. You have to tackle time and money first because, as I said when we were talking about time, time doesn't change. We cannot give you more time. Time is foundational and money is necessary. You're running a business. It requires money. It has expenses. So we want to assess time and then we want to assess money before looking at all of those amazing dreams and ideas that you have because we need to know the reality of what we're working with in terms of time and money. So you're going to address time, you're going to address money, and now you get to dream. So after looking at time and money, I want you to think about what I like to call a parking lot list. A parking lot list is essentially where all of your ideas go to live. You've parked them somewhere. Some of these ideas are amazing. Some of these ideas are not so amazing. And now you have the opportunity to assess your parking lot list and determine, based on time, what is allotted to you in the next 3 months, based on money, where you are right now, where you need to be over the next 3 months or by the end of the year, what idea on the parking lot list makes the most sense. So you want to be factual in looking at those ideas. And of course, because we're entrepreneurs and we love to act on our feelings, I want you to be excited and I want you to lean into your visionary heart and love whatever projects and ideas you're putting on your plate. At the same time, having some of that reality check in there, making sure that the idea you pull from your parking lot list is realistic and tangible within the 90 days that you have. Remember, just because you're not doing it now doesn't mean you can't do it ever, okay? You're just not doing it right now. So don't feel totally crushed if some of those ideas need to just sit on your parking lot list and you know that's the better CEO decision is leaving them there before you bring them over, all right? Don't beat yourself up over it. Don't be disappointed in it. You can circle back to it later in the year or even in early 2025, pending whatever dream that is. I absolutely have ideas on my own parking lot list that I'd love, and I'm not even like a true visionary, you guys. I am the integrator, but there are some ideas on there that I would love to jump right into right now, but I can't. I physically cannot, and that's okay. They're on the list. I'm hoping that one day I can see them brought to life, but right now that's not the plan, and I have another set of goals that is the plan. Typically, when you're assessing dreams, I like to select two, maybe three that make the cut for the quarterly goal. Sometimes it's only one. So like, for example, when we did podcast and website all in Q2, but the reason we were able to do that is because we started working on the podcast in Q1. So we started working on that towards the end of Q1 to really lead into the fact that we were launching in April, which was the start of Q2. And then after the podcast launched, we jumped right into the website launch and we're full steam ahead throughout the rest of the quarter with the website. So those were both very big dreams that I wanted to make happen. And again, the reason we were able, like realistically able to make them happen was because there was some work happening in Q1 to be able to then launch at the beginning of Q2. So same goes for you. If you're looking at some of your dreams, maybe you have one that you're like, okay, we're going to start it and finish it in Q3. And then you have a second dream that you say, okay, this one we're going to get started on in Q3, but it's not actually going to happen until Q4. I recently was talking about quarterly goals with one of my clients, and she has some really big ideas for Black Friday. So we went ahead and made Black Friday planning a goal for Q3. Black Friday doesn't happen until Q4, but we knew that if we wanted to be realistic, if we wanted to not feel super stressed out in October at the start of Q4 leading into Black Friday, we needed to make Black Friday planning a goal for Q3. So that's literally our goal, is Black Friday project plan, so that we have some time in Q3 to really map out all the things that we want to happen and potentially even start mobilizing and working on some of those things, knowing that in Q4 we will actually be implementing. So there's lots of different ways you can go with, you know, the size of the dream and goal that you're making happen in the quarter. So definitely don't pigeonhole yourself. Give yourself some flexibility to start in one quarter and finish in another if that's what you need to do. And then the very last pillar that you are going to assess after looking at time and money and dreams is going to be what I call dailies. Dailies is the ongoing rhythms in your business. It could absolutely be things that are happening on the daily. It could be things that are happening weekly. It could be things that are happening monthly. This one takes time and makes it very tangible. So time, that first pillar we assessed, was kind of broad. It was that like 1,000 foot view. What's happening in 90 days? When are we going on vacation? When do I want to launch this project? When are we starting X, Y, and Z client offerings? Things like that. Whereas dailies is, what are you physically doing every day? What does your time look like? Are you working around your kid's schedule and therefore you might on a good day get 3 to 4 hours of solid work time in a day? That's part of your daily. You know, okay, this is my time constraint. This is when I need to be able to work. Are you only working 3 days a week? Are you working on client-facing things a lot and therefore not having as much time to work on your business and on some of those dreams and goals? There are lots of different factors that fall into the dailies. So it's important for you to take a look at, okay, overarching time, overarching money goals. Now the you know, 1 to 3 dreams that we're going to pluck into Q3, and how does that look on a daily basis? What does that mean in terms of actually implementing on those goals? So before I had the agency, when I was more solopreneur style, I love to do what's called theme days. This allowed me to laser focus on client projects and also be able to laser focus on projects for my brand. So an example of a theme day dailies strategy would be Monday's admin day. You're jumping into the office after the weekend, you're responding to emails, you're doing some housekeeping things, you're just kind of making sure things are running smoothly on the daily. Tuesday's content day. Do you have a weekly email you need to write? Do you need to work on a blog post? Do you need to record a podcast episode? Do you want to batch some social media? But Tuesdays was my marketing content heavy day. Wednesdays, client facing, client projects, client calls, things that needed to happen that were very client focused. And then Thursdays was my quarterly goal planning day. So whatever goals I had decided were my quarterly goals, Thursdays was my day to implement on those every single week. That allowed me to get very tangible. So if the goal is launching the podcast, I'd have a project plan of all the to-dos needed to launch the podcast. And then every Thursday, I could tackle 3 to 4 hours of deep work working towards that goal. It allowed me to see progress throughout the quarter because every single week, I've got a daily rhythm, right? Not daily, but like how I call it daily, of just a natural rhythm every single week to work towards that goal. So it allowed me to track that progress. It also allowed me to have dedicated time for my business, to not get burnt out working only on client projects as much as I love my clients, but to really be able to focus in on some of these fun dreams and ideas that I had for growing the brand. So if you're in that solopreneur season or that small team season and you're needing to kind of think through what are dailies for you, what are rhythms that you want to factor in so that you have adequate time for the quarterly goals that you are creating for Q3, think about some sort of theme day structure like that. You could also just even think about chunks of time. So right now I don't have theme days. Just the way that the business has grown, theme days doesn't work in our schedule. So instead, I just block off time and I'm kind of working on like a every other week where I've got some dedicated time blocked out for whatever it is that I have deemed as my quarterly goal. And so I can make traction on those goals because I'm, again, setting time for them. We also have a weekly admin meeting where I meet with my executive assistant and Samantha, who's one of our project managers for our clients. She's also kind of become like my personal project manager just with like KS agency things that we're working on. So the three of us meet once a week to do an admin call and check in on a lot of moving pieces within the brand. And one of our agenda items is checking in on goals. The book Traction actually calls your quarterly goals rocks because their method is that if you put the rock, the biggest thing in first, all the little things can fall around it. So that's how important it is to make time for your goals, to like really set time for them. So Traction, the book calls them rocks. So we do what's called a rock check-in every single week where we literally go through, we each have rocks and we say on track, off track with each of them. Talk about holding yourself accountable because I'll come on that call and I'll be like, whoops, off track. There we go. Moving on. And then I'm like, oh, okay. I like subtle little slap on the wrist. Like Kat needs to get her act back together. Or I can jump on that call and I can be like on track, y'all. Like look at what I am doing. And so having some sort of accountability, if you have a small team and you want to share your quarterly goals with your team, or better yet, bring them in to the progress of those goals and have this on track, off track, can build so much confidence within each of your team members, as well as yourself, and being held accountable throughout a daily rhythm on the dreams that you are working towards. All right, y'all, there you have it. 4 areas that you need to address as you reset your calendar for Q3. time, money, dreams, and dailies. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, I firmly believe that it is because I have been strategically quarterly planning for 4 to 5 years now in my brand. That is a huge reason why I feel like I have seen so much growth. I have seen traction throughout every single quarter, even every single month, week, all of those things as I am working towards goals. So I am excited to share this with you guys. I'm really excited to see how you guys implement them. If you have my printable quarterly calendar and you are using it in Q3, I love seeing what color calendars you guys print, the ways that you guys use them. I am all about getting advice from y'all on your best practices as you are planning out your quarter. So please, please share them on Instagram, send me a DM, tag me, let me see them. I want to see how you are quarterly planning in Q3 too. All right, y'all, I will talk to you guys next time.